Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come before you today, united in heart and in purpose, as we lift up the nations of the world to your throne. We come before you, O God, because this is a mandate that you have given us as a church, O God, as an extension of Prayers G, to have a heart for the nations. And today, the main thing, O God, that we have set on our hearts is that you would pour and impute in us the fear of the Lord. And so we cry out to you today, O God, for we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the foundation and the premise upon which righteousness is built. Lord, in your word, you remind us in Proverbs 1 verse 8 that the fear of our Heavenly Father is the guiding force that leads us away from the path of destruction. And Lord Jesus, we understand that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance in every evil way, O God. And this is the reason why we come to you, not as people who think we have it all, not as people, O God, who deem themselves righteous, but only righteous in position in you, Jesus Christ. And so, O God, hear the cries of the nations as we long for deliverance from sin and the grip of iniquity upon our lives. And we pray, O God, that you would cause the fear of God to sweep across our lands and penetrate every heart and transform every life. Every life, O God, that hears me at the sound of my voice, O God, I pray that you would cause the fear of God to replace the desire for worldly pleasures and the pursuit of selfish gain. Something, O God, that we see repeatedly in our generation, that our hearts, O God, yearn for that which is filthy, that which is wicked, O God. For without you, O God, we are full of wickedness. And so we declare, O God, according to your word, that leaders, the people, and the inhabitants of every nation will bow before your majesty, and we will tremble in awe and reverence, O God. And that the fear of God will permeate every sphere of society, every value, every thinking, every worldview, from the corridors of power to the humblest of dwellings. And we pray in the name of Jesus that we would recognize that the lack of the fear of God has led to the rise of crime and the prevalence of cybercrime, and caused us to see and experience untold suffering and division. And we cry out for justice, for righteousness, and for a renewed sense of unity that can only be birthed through the fear of God. And Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word, we are also praying for purity and holiness to be restored in the hearts of your people. For Lord, as we look in our generation, oh God, this is the very thing that is missing. Father, we pray, oh God, that the fear of God will drive out every complacency and compromise that fills our hearts as a generation. And that, Lord, you will compel us to pursue righteousness and forsake every form of wickedness, oh God, not just towards others, oh God, but even towards your creation, even towards the things, O God, that we see around us, even in our stewardship. May the fear of God be enveloped. And we recall the words spoken to your people, O Lord, when they witnessed the glory and power in Deuteronomy chapter 5. The fear of God gripped their hearts, causing them to tremble before your very presence. And we are praying that that same holy fear will consume us and shape our character and guide our steps, O God. We are reminded, O God, that the fear of God is the fear of the one who sets the sand as the boundary for the sea. And we pray that the magnitude of your greatness, O Lord, will instill within us a reverent awe that leads us to walk in your ways, O God, that compels us, O God, to live for you every day, that moves us to not compromise and not to subject ourselves to the worldly pleasures that surround us and try to encapsulate us. We pray, O God, for the return of the fear of the Lord, the return of the trembling of the Lord. And Father, according to your word, we declare that as the nations witness the fear of the Lord within us, they will come to know the magnitude of your power and your faithfulness. And we pray, O God, that our faith will soar commensurate to the fear we hold in our hearts, believing that whatever we ask in your name, you, Jesus, will do. And we pray, O God, that our faith, O God, will climb up, and that, Lord, it would see you as the one who is able to make the impossible possible, Jesus. As we meditate on your word, we acknowledge the fear of God that causes us to tremble at your righteous judgments and sharpens our discernment and grants us insight and wisdom to navigate the complexities in this world. And we pray, O God, that the fear of God would enable us to bow down to the words that you have left us in the Bible. And we pray, O God, that our hearts will be aligned to your heart, and our burdens will be aligned to your burdens, and our priorities will be aligned to your priorities. And we pray, O God, that you, Jesus, will pour out a genuine fear upon us. That, Lord, you would ignite a passion for righteousness, for justice, and for unity. And, Lord, that the fear of God would be the catalyst that reshapes our nations, transforming us into beacons of light, O God. For many other things, O God, that the nations await, O God, many other premises and the promises, O God. And so, Jesus, we come before you today in the sacred depths, O God, of your word. We pray, O God, that we will find power to eradicate sin and unite nations. And we pray, O God, that the cry of the people will echo and a plea to rid our land of wickedness and division will be met by the restoration that comes on the bedrock of the fear of God. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you will teach us how to fear you. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you will teach us how to love you. We are praying in the name of Jesus that you will cause us to have the burdens for the things that are burdens to you, O God, that our priorities indeed will be aligned to your priorities. We want to repeat this, O God, because this is an important aspect. And we pray, O God, that because we fear you, not just reverential fear, but a real trembling, O God, because of that, O God, that we will do as you please and we will be moved by what moves you, Jesus. From the thundering waves, O God, that bow to your command. To the sand, O God, that sets itself as the boundary. To the stars, O God, that stay in place. To the moon that doesn't shift from when you, O God, told it to be where it is. As these things in creation, as these objects of creation, obey you, these objects of creation fear you, they bow down to the commands that flow forth from your lips. We pray, O God, that the same fear, O God, will be imputed in us and poured out in us. And as the song goes, O God, if creation bows before you, and so will we. And so, O God, this very day, we are praying that you will ignite us. That you, O God, will set our hearts aflame. That you will bring transformation to our hearts. That you, O God, will break the chains of sin. You will heal divisions and you will restore unity. We thank you, O God, for this privilege of intercession. Pray, O God, that you will continue to move the goalposts of this world and let the fear of the Lord be the hallmark of your people. In Jesus' name, amen.